Penguin Random House Audio presents Ghetto Side, A True Story of Murder in America by Jill Leovi. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. When you see the suffering and pain that it brings, you'd have to be blind, mad, or a coward to resign yourself to the plague. Albert Camus, The Plague. Part 1. The Plague. Chapter 1. A Circle of Grief. Los Angeles Police Detective John Skaggs carried the shoebox aloft like a waiter bearing a platter. The box contained a pair of high-top sneakers that once belonged to a black teenage boy named Devon Harris. Devon, 15, had been murdered the previous June, and the shoes had been sitting in an evidence locker for nearly a year. Skaggs, 44, was the lead investigator on the case about to go to trial. At 6'4", he was a conspicuous sight in Watts, the southeast corner of the vast city of Los Angeles, a big, blondish man with a loping stride in an expensive, light-colored suit. He stepped out of the bright morning light, turned down a narrow walkway along a wall topped with a coil of razor wire, and approached a heavy-duty steel ghetto door, a security door with a perforated metal screen of the kind that, along with stucco walls and barred windows, represented one of LA's most distinctive architectural features. He knocked, and without waiting for an answer, pushed the door open. On the other side of the threshold stood a stout, dark